Okay, hi everyone. My name is Yu-Wai Chin. I'm like Michelle. I work for the government, but this is the Singapore government here that I'm working for. I'm a turf science researcher with Center for Urban Greenery and Ecology, National Parks Board, Singapore. So today the presentation is basically a summary of a collaborative research with my colleague Genevieve Au and private industry partner Elmish Company to evaluate the performance of turf species and soil mixtures on turf paver complex. Now I need to make a disclaimer here that we do not endorse the products of Elmish because of the government standing. But I'd like to do a little marketing campaign for my office. CUGE or CUGE basically is a training and research divisions of the National Greening Agency, National Parks Board in Singapore. Now we conduct various greening related studies on the greening and ecology of cities, and through our diverse programs as illustrated here, from arboriculture, horticulture, urban ecology, social and sustainability studies programs, we enhance greening planning, design and ecology of the cities. So why this marketing campaign? Basically, we actively organize seminars, workshops, trainings, and we always on the lookout for overseas experts like you guys here to be our trainers, to be our speakers, to be our facilitators, to be our huge fellows, to involve in our research programs so that to upgrade our industry with all the necessary current horticulture practices and knowledge. So, the outline of the talk today is I'll give a brief introduction of the turf species used in Singapore, the significance of the turf paver complex, the objective of the study, and a summary of the findings. In case you do not know where Singapore is located, now Singapore is located very, very close to the equator. We have a tropical equatorial climate, warm, high humidity year-round. And so therefore, the only grasses that you probably find in Singapore is the tropical turf grasses or the warm season turf species. So the two most common turf species installed for public green spaces in Singapore are the Zoysia matrella, locally known as the carpet grass, not to be mistaken with the carpet grass called here, and Azonopus compressus, locally known as the cow grass. So what is the turf pavers complex all about? Now, turf pavers are basically plastic modules that are quite commonly installed as green pedestrian pavements, as traffic lots, as even fire engine access lanes. Now, they are also, in addition to being pavements, they could also increase the green plot ratio in urban built spaces, as well as to mitigate some of the excess storm water. However, to perform these functions optimally, the loss of any substantial green cover, firstly, they do not look visually pleasing. And I'm sure with the loss of green cover, you're not able to mitigate a lot of storm water as well. So there must be some form of recommendations or practices that we as the government try to recommend or tell the industry that, okay, there are certain practices that you may want to do it to actually reduce the loss of green cover. But before we understand like how are some of the strategies being proposed due to traffic effects, we need to understand how traffic actually impacts on the turf. So firstly, significantly, the traffic will definitely cause about significant wear and tear to the turf surface, and it will also bring about soil compaction effects. So thus, the objectives for this study here is to evaluate the different effects, or the effects of soil compaction on soil mixtures with varying sand compositions, to evaluate the wear damages in the two most common grasses in Singapore, and to evaluate the turf soil performance on turf paver complex. So the setup is as follows. So firstly, all the turf paver pieces are first joined to form a large continuous turf paver complex. And each complex is then filled with different soil mixes of varying sand composition. The high sand composition of 80% and the low sand composition of 30%. So the two grasses are being randomly installed over the soil paver complex. And the traffic was simulated with a modified curved roller machine with a studded jacket on the outside. Now each week the turf was being rolled 10 passes, which one pass is defined as either one forward or reverse directions. And two consecutive traffic trials were actually conducted, and each trial was last for 4 weeks. So the first data is going to show you the soil compaction effects. We obtained the soil compaction data through bulk density measurements. In study 1, you could see that there's no significant difference in soil compaction, bulk density data among the zoysia and the zonopus turf across the soil types. But between the soil types itself, you could see that the highest bulk density measurements was obtained in the lowest sand compositions, whereby the highest sand composition showed the lowest bulk density data. But in study 2, there's some significant difference observed in the bulk density measurements, being the lowest sand compositions show the highest bulk density. Now, why is that so? Now, we attribute the difference due to the wetter period of the study 2, which is conducted during that time, where there's actually a lot more rainfall going on in study 2 compared to study 1. And the higher soil moisture content presence in the study 2 itself could have attributed to a higher soil compaction levels to the clayey soil. So therefore, it might cause the distinct difference observed between study 1 and study 2. Next, we look at the wear damages of the turf surface. We can evaluate the amount of wear damages to the turf using digital image analysis. A summary of the trial studies are presented here. Clearly, you can see that the total green cover decreased at the end of traffic treatments for all soil types in zoysia. However, green cover data did not able to discriminate any significant difference in wear damages between soil types. Now, in the case of the zonopus turf, significant reductions of green cover was also observed at the end of traffic treatments. But in this case here, you can see that significant reductions was observed in particular at the low sand compositions medium. Now, comparing the two turf side by side using the same green cover data, you can see that zoysia itself has actually more cover remaining at 70% compared to a zonopus turf across all soil types. Therefore, this suggests that zoysia is actually more wear resistant than the zonopus compressors turf across any soil types used. Next, we could also evaluate the wear damages using canopy spectra response. We obtained the spectra data using Spectrum FieldScout NDVI meter. Again, we are not endorsing this product, we just use this machine here. And we use the NDVI derivative ratio to estimate the turf health. Looking at zoysia data first, significant reduction in NDVI ratio can be observed at the end of traffic treatments. But in this case here, you can visually see that the highest reductions in NDVI ratio was observed in the low sand compositions, showing that the NDVI meter gives a little bit more sensitivity in telling you the wear damages observed. In a zonopus turf, likewise, significant reductions in NDVI ratio can be observed. And highest reduction in NDVI ratio was observed in the low sand composition medium. So what can we conclude from this study here? The conclusions can be used as a basis to recommend anyone, or rather my green space managers or industry, to when they wanted to install turf pavers and what kind of grasses to use and what kind of soil mix to use. So firstly, we can conclude that soil mixtures with more than 50% sand content is actually able to resist more soil compactions regardless or whether it's wet or dry conditions. Zoysia turf displays higher wear resistance than a zonopus turf, and both soils and zonifers, turfs, they displace less wear damages on soils with more than 50% sand content. So therefore, basically I would recommend installing a more wear resistant turf such as zoysia in my country on at least 50% sand content for the soil mix to be able to resist the soil compactions. With that, I'd like to thank the following funding sources: Spring Singapore, National Parks Board, ALMICH, as well as lots of field assistance to the setting up and collection of data, to Ms. Lillian Yuan, Mr. Gabriel Soon, various Republic Polytechnic interns to make this project successful. I thank you for your attention and take your questions now.